Well, hello there, folks. This is Jim, and I was just thinking. Now, I normally do these recordings outside, but it's a kind of a blustery, windy day today, so not good conditions to record outside. So, since I wanted to make a recording for this podcast, inside is where we're at. Today is May the 1st. May the 1st has lots of names. Some countries today, this is referred to as May Day. I've heard of it as International Workers' Day. If you're Catholic, it's actually the start of something for St. Joseph. And the month of May, in at least Catholic theology, is devoted to Mary, the Mother of God. Jesus's mom. So lots of stuff happening in May. But probably one of the things that I look forward to the most in the month of May are buttercups. This is the month of buttercups. Do you guys have buttercups where you live? Do you even know what a buttercup is? It's those small three-leafed, maybe sometimes four, but usually three-leafed, small little flowers. It's a weed. That pops up, they're bright yellow, and they usually take over a field. And as kids, you used to pick the buttercups and you used to hold it underneath your chin to see if the color of your chin changed color. I have no idea what that was for. I'm sure when I was 7, I could have told you why we thought that was useful. It's just one of those childhood memories I remember, grabbing the buttercup and sticking it under your chin. So, but we have... I have an entire pasture, about half an acre, that is literally nothing but buttercups, which means it's nothing but weeds, but right now it looks absolutely gorgeous. Love it. Speaking, though, to May, this is the start of, normally, our really nice weather. We usually have about 5 to 6 months out of the year that we have really, really pleasant weather. And that usually starts in the month of May. We're usually in the 70s this month, and we'll keep the 70s all the way through to the end of September. Sometimes we can keep them in October for late into October, but definitely for the next 5 months, we should be in the 70s or better. Sunny skies. It's just a nice time to be in South Central Pennsylvania. The exception to that would be today. It is now 55 degrees, as I mentioned, blustery, and our weather doesn't know what it wants to do today. Beautiful sunshine this morning, but I think at any moment we could get a downpour that will probably be here for a short period of time. You folks in Florida, you're probably used to this kind of weather. It's great, and all of a sudden, rain comes out of nowhere, and then it's sunny again. Yeah, I think we have that kind of a day happening here, except we don't have the Florida heat to go with it. So, this is now one of two podcasts I have here on Anchor/Spotify. Of course, the other one is a running podcast known as JD's Big Fat Running Journey. It's a podcast that I tried to start yesterday, and then all kinds of things just got in the way. Most of it was illness or injury, and it just got a little frustrating, to be quite honest with you, to constantly say, hey, what am I going to talk about this month? How about my latest injury or illness? Yeah, not why I did the podcast in the first place. So gave a little bit of time, hopefully, to kind of clear all that stuff and get it behind me, which right now, knock wood, I think we have done. So at least for so far anyway. And it is back up, and we now have 8 episodes as of today, as my crazy dog is, yes, talking to you, crazy dog, who is scratching at the rug as if that's going to do anything to tenderize the rug before she curls up and lies down. Isn't that the case, Reagan? Yeah, we're talking to you, and we're talking to you live in front of other people. So there you go. Be on your best behavior, please. She won't be, but I love her anyway. So, anywho, now you sidetracked me, dog. See what you did? See? You matter so much to me that you sidetracked me. I know. How about you lie down now? Okay? Lie down. Lie down. There you go. We can do some podcasting now. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, other podcasts. So yeah, if you're interested in running and listening to somebody go through their running journey, i.e. me, head on over to JD's Big Fat Running Journey. There are 8 episodes for you to listen to. I'm pretty certain I have mentioned that before here on this podcast, but not 100% sure. I had somebody tell me they didn't realize it was up. So, you know, the fault may be mine. If it is, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. So that's Latin. If you don't know it, look it up. There you go. Yeah, I'm sitting here recording this, sipping on a small little 8-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola and realizing today that I am now a completely converted Coke drinker. Why does this matter? Well, it probably doesn't matter, but why am I telling you and thinking it might be interesting? So I grew up in central New York, lived a number of places, but that's really where I grew up, just outside of Syracuse, New York. And literally in the town that I grew up in, there is a Pepsi bottling distributor there. So Pepsi was the soft drink of choice, whether you refer to it as soda, Coke, pop, soda pop, soft drink, you all know what I'm talking about. It was Pepsi. At the time, did not think Coke was very good. I thought Coke was a little on the harsh side and not that easy to drink in large quantities, which, of course, you want to do when you're a kid or a young adult. And so we didn't. We drank Pepsi because it was sweeter. But, of course, I have since moved from down there, and Coke is definitely a lot more popular the further south you get, with the exception of, you know, if you happen to live in, oh, certain areas where, like, I think North Carolina, it's cheer wine, which is basically a cherry-flavored soda. Virginia and some areas in the south, it's RC Cola. I liked RC Cola as well growing up because it's sweeter. We actually had a local soda in central New York called Adirondack, which I liked as well, too. That was also sweet. As I've moved down, I've now become more and more of a fan of Coca-Cola, and now I actually prefer Coca-Cola to Pepsi. So I am now a converted Coke drinker. I don't know that I will ever be able to refer to all soft drinks as Coke. I don't think I will ever be able to do that. It is always soda to me. I definitely will never refer to them as pop. So if that's you, sorry, we'll agree to disagree. It's soda. Time for a sip. So with the month of May also comes the month of gardening. This is the time in my area where you start thinking about putting in your garden and getting that ready to go, because we're now safely past any type of a frost. I believe for my area, it is somewhere in late April, somewhere between, like they say, like the 17th and maybe the 26th, when our last possible frost would usually come. And so once you get into May, you're past that and you can start sticking stuff in the ground and not having to worry about having to cover it because a frost is coming. So very nice. That'll get my wife very busy because she is our big gardener in our house. She's the person with the green thumb. I am not. I am the person that's required to remove things we don't want. So I am the plant executioner, and my wife is the plant bringer to life person. So that's our little our little division of labor, I suppose, here. But yeah, we have a nice nice garden that we should have this year. Sometimes we have some herbs in there. We have, yes, I did say herb, not herb. We have, we're going to have some peppers. We're going to have some tomatoes, a lot of the usual stuff. This month, my wife will be heading off to a place called Landisville, which is in Lancaster County, and they have a large plant show, picnic, expo, whatever you want to call it. It'll be the Friday and Saturday of Mother's Day, which is coming in 2 weeks. Here in the States, we celebrate Mother's Day, which is the second Sunday in May. So if you live in this country and your mom is still around, you're buying her flowers, you're going to visit, you're doing something for Mother's Day, because it's a big deal. Yes, it's a holiday that was probably created by the card companies, but even more so, I would say, than Father's Day, it's a day that you definitely do not miss. So there it is. So we have some flowers heading on up to New York for my mom for Mother's Day. So we're all set in that regard. Then after Landis Valley, we're going to be heading down to Annapolis, because they have a plant show same weekend at a place called the Packa House. Now, John Packa was one of the founding fathers of the state of Maryland, which is a state that's 20 miles to my south. I believe he may have been the first governor of Maryland. Don't quote me on that. I don't necessarily know my Maryland history, because I don't live in Maryland. I live in Pennsylvania. But I believe that's who he was. He was definitely one of the big wigs, if you will, when they actually wore wigs in Maryland at the beginning of its creation as a state colony, what have you. So there's a lot of very old plants there. A lot of the stuff has been there since John Packa lived there. And they'll take cuttings and transplantings and all that stuff and grow varieties of the same stuff that you can go ahead and purchase and then bring to your place. We've done a lot of that with their ferns because we have a lot of shaded areas that could use something that will do well in almost full shade. And it's a good excuse to go to Annapolis, which is a nice little town, and also the state capital, home of the Naval Academy. Lots of good reasons to go to Annapolis. So it's a good day trip from here. It's about a little less than a 2-hour drive from me. So it's a day trip, but it's a nice day trip. So we have the plans to do that this month as well. And then I have two other races that are planned for this month. Both of them are half marathons. One is this weekend, which is local. It's Turkey Hill Country Classic. I've mentioned it before. It's the $30 half marathon. I have never seen a $30 half marathon anywhere else. So as far as I know, this is the only one in existence that actually hands out shirts and swag and medals and age group awards. It's a nice, nice event. And hopefully we'll get some nice weather. More on that other podcast I mentioned, though. And then 2 weeks after that, I have yet another half marathon down in a place called St. Michael's, Maryland. It's on what's referred to as the Eastern Shore. If you look at the map of Maryland, on the eastern side, the Chesapeake Bay comes up and kind of splits the state of Maryland on the eastern side, and that which is to the east of the Chesapeake is considered the Eastern Shore. It also is a landmass that also connects to the southern part of Delaware and also the northeast fringe of Virginia. I want to say Vermont, and I'm like, it's not Vermont. Cry out loud. Get Vermont out of your head. Virginia. You can actually drive to the Eastern Shore without having to cross the Chesapeake. If you came down from Delaware, you wouldn't need to cross the Chesapeake to go there. You would need to cross it, though, if you came from Virginia, because the Chesapeake Bay starts in Virginia and then all the way up towards Maryland and Delaware. So that is on, as I said, the eastern shore, so just over the bridge, to the east of Annapolis again. And it's on one of the little peninsulas, many small, tiny little peninsulas that come off the eastern shore, and St. Michael's is one of them. Doing the race, of course, because one, I've never been there, and two, they advertise it as being particularly flat. If you know anything about my area, we don't grow a whole lot of flat here. So when somebody tries to tell you that their race is flat, your ears perk up. So I don't know that I'll do a PR at this race, but we'll see. I will go ahead and try. If I do, great. If I don't, that's all right. So there it is. So to round out this episode, I guess we'll talk about all things goat, as you may or may not know. We have a number of brand new goats on our property. The majority of them were born in the month of January, although two of them were born at the tail end of December. Sorry, I had to muffle a little bit of a burp thanks to my conversion to Coca-Cola, which I think I'm drinking a little bit too quickly. So there it is. So, but yeah, so the goats are doing well. I have mentioned before that we actually did lose one. It was our goat we had named Aiden. We lost a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. And it turned out that it was sepsis. So basically, he got an infection into his bloodstream. And once that happens, you have things like organs shutting down. It's hard to save a human with all of the technology we have if you get septic. Even harder to do that with a goat, because we don't tend to have that much ready capability for livestock. So yeah, and that sadly took him down. We've had all of our other animals checked out. Everybody seems to be doing very well. So fingers crossed that everybody stays healthy, but they seem to be doing well. Next big thing though on the hit parade is we have four new boys who need to go and get their vasectomy so that they cannot create new boys and girls, which they are want to do if they have the ability to do so. So I'm going to put the kibosh on that. 12 goats is enough. We don't need to have any more, particularly since the ones they would most likely breed with is the nannies, the older goats. Don't think our female dolings, which are referred to as a female young goat. It's a doling. The boys are actually referred to as bucklings. Don't think that the dolings are mature enough, I guess, to actually conceive and give birth. I don't think God and/or nature, whatever you believe in, would do that to an animal so small. But not so much for their moms. So, and all of their moms now have given birth twice before, and all of them have put out multiples. Actually, it's fairly common for the type of goats that we have, which are Nigerian dwarfs. It's pretty common for them to put out multiples. So, two of them for us actually put out triplets, and one put out twins. It tends to just only go up from there, so there's a possibility that, if our luck was not on our side, we could have at least two goats that would, put out quads, and one would now put out a triplet. They don't tend to, all of a sudden go backwards and go, well, I put out triplets this time, I'll only put out one this time. No, if they put out multiples, they tend to just continue to put out multiples. But it makes sense if you think about it. They're a smaller animal, which means in Nigeria, they would have been a prey item for lots of larger things. So if you're a prey item, you tend to breed rather prodigiously and rapidly. So yeah, so the moms go into heat every 28 days. So yeah, they breed like bunnies. So we need to make sure that doesn't happen. So we're waiting on our official appointment for the vasectomy for the four boys. But that's really all it is. They just go and they cut the little cord and they just let that heal. And then they're shooting blanks from that point on, which is what we want. You can have a cap gun. You can't have real ammo on our property. That's probably the last of the little metaphors I'll give you. It's about as visual as I think we need to get. So there it is. That's all I got for you. I'm going to go back to finishing the rest of my Coca-Cola. You have a great rest of your day. And when I have something interesting to talk about, I'll do that. But until then, be well, be safe. And from both Reagan and I, ciao.